watch out for that regarding visibility. So, okay, hang on, folks.
You have 30 seconds left.
Oh, 30 seconds?
Yeah.
Oh, I had to find my glasses. Okay, well, good morning then. I think what we'll do, we'll take a quick look at the local synoptic picture first. Our complex depression, that little beauty that we had going through, has moved southeast pretty much to the dateline right now. So we're still, however, under its cyclonic flow. However, with a weak cold front creeping up the North Island, that new high that's coming in is not going to be bringing totally perfect weather at the moment. It's in the lower Tasman at the moment. Central pressure is strong, 1032 millibar. Now it's ridging to the north-northeast, sort of in between Vanuatu and Fiji. That's the direction of the ridge. Now by Monday, the high should be about centered over New Zealand, still at 1032, right in that ballpark. Now a quick view of the 500 millibar charts for Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. There is a small, very sharp shortwave trough that is located just to the southwest of Fiji. Southwest of Fiji. A second shortwave enters the Tasman. Now remember that to the right of the axis of these shortwaves, that is where the surface depressions form, so keep that in mind. Now, this latter shortwave is going to trigger a low just off of Sydney later today into Sunday, I think. The low off of Sydney is going to slide pretty much toward the South Island of New Zealand by Monday, and that is going to be pushing into the New Zealand high. Still will be at 1032 then, centered pretty much over Cape Reinga. Now today we've got gale warnings up for Colville, which of course means Marsden and the offshore waters there. Southwest 25 knots, rising to westerly 35 knots by lunchtime. Then we'll see a shift to the southwest, 25 knots by tonight. Those seas are going to be very rough. Looking at the area of Brett, which is the Opua area, southwest 25 knots, right through Sunday. They'll be easing Sunday near about dinner time to southeast about 10 knots. Now, the bigger picture for today shows two parallel troughs off the Australian coast. They're inserting themselves between the mainland and New Caledonia. In fact, there is a small low that's forming there. You may have heard me earlier. One of those lows is forming on one of the troughs. A convergent zone, different subject, runs east across the Solomons. A trough runs across Rotuma to near Wallace. Then it goes eastward. Another trough lies just barely north of Fiji. And that one goes on to Futuna. That trough, by the way, probably will slide on the Fiji. Finally, we've got a quasi-stationary front that runs from about 25175 east, and it runs eastward as it arcs then southeastward to its parent low. All right, well, let's get to the forecasting part, which you really want to know. I believe that a small low is developing, as I mentioned, just off of New Caledonia. It's just to the southwest of New Cal. Looks like it's forming now, but for sure by midnight. Now, this convective area looks to have plenty of showers in it, possibly thunderstorms as well. In fact, more than likely thunderstorms. Winds at 20 south, mainly easterly quadrant, to 30 knots, and you'll have higher gusts in this. It's quite a bit of breeze. And part of the reason for that is the high to the south. So we've got a bit of a swash going there. Now this whole area moves east, and by Monday, the center looks like it's near Tanna in Vanuatu. And moving rapidly, the low starts to develop. It really starts to wind up and moves over Fiji by about midnight Monday into probably, midnight Monday into Tuesday. Now the winds south of Fiji, all the way down to the Minerva Reef area, are going to be in the 30-knot range, and there's going to be higher gusts, of course, plenty of rain in this, poor visibility, and very rough seas. So anybody trying to get into Minerva to get some protection, be very, very careful about that, mainly because of the visibility. We've had more than one yacht pile off because of that, so be aware. By Tuesday, the low center broadens to lie over Tonga. Now, by Wednesday, the depression seems to move southeast very quickly to lie near 22 and 170 west. Now, this is the GFS scenario. EC is quite similar. It's got the low forming today between New Cal and the mainland, just like I said. By Monday, the disturbed area is going to lie over New Cal, shifting Tuesday with the center near Venetian in Vanuatu, the last island in Vanuatu. Now, by Wednesday, they've got the low line just to the southwest of Fiji. It's Wednesday, which, by the way, is exactly where EC has been predicting some days ago. So EC has not varied very much, which is what I like to see in a model. You get a lot of faith when every model run pretty much is consistent. The winds to the south of the center, to include Minerva Reef, indicate to me southeast 40 knots, 40 knots. Now, in the Kandavu area, looks like northwest, so you can see the rotary type of wind, northwest 25 to 30. Now, the depression then moves southeast, just like GFS indicates, give or take that direction, and again, very similar to the prog from GFS. Now, if those boats that have just left, be aware of all of this. If you do make it into Minerva, with the type of winds that I'm seeing, you should be okay. People normally try to put out two anchors in this sort of thing, but if you have cyclonic winds, you have to be careful doing that. So, boats, yachts, power boats have survived much stronger winds than that. There is very good holding. I was hoping I wasn't going to hear anybody going there, but looks like they are. Anyway, we'll take a look at Tonga winds for today now. So I see east-southeast winds to about 20 knots for Babao, lighter than that as you go further south, probably about 15 to 20. Tomorrow, the winds veer to the southeast in the 20-knot range. They pick up Monday to 25 knots and higher gusts. Tuesday, I see easterlies to 30, a rapid shift on Wednesday. So expect north to north-northwest for Babao, but east-northeast for the Hapais. On Thursday, northwest 25 knots for the entire chain. Now that can change, so that's how it looks at this point. Fiji Met, they continue with their strong wind warning, easterlies 20 to 25 knots with rough seas. Looks pretty much the same for Sunday, maybe a little bit lighter. Monday, though, the winds do pick up, and that's 25 knots on Monday. Tuesday, we'll see a shift to the northeast, 25 knots. Wednesday, a major wind shift. Expect northwest winds 20 to 25. Thursday, yet another shift. Looking at southerly quadrant, 20 to 25 knots. And looking up at Wallace, they look to have plenty of rain later today. Although Janet said it wasn't raining at the moment, it looks like it could rain. Easterly is 15 to 20. Perhaps thunderstorms midday tomorrow, Sunday. Monday, the wind should shift to the northeast about 10 to 15, and there'll be some showers in that. So that's your Wallace situation. Vanuatu, rough seas. Looks like still 2.5 meters. Been like that now for a few days. Winds mostly southeast, 20 to 25 knots, and I would expect scattered showers up and down the chain due to the proximity of the trough. New Caledonia, well, they're in for wind and showers. The southern lagoon, easterlies 20 knots, gusting 30. More rain on Sunday. Still easterlies, 15 to 18 knots, gust to 30. Monday shows a bit of a shift. East-southeast, 25 knots, gusts 40 knots. Rain and thunderstorms. All of this looks like it eases on Tuesday as the system moves to the east. And I'll say New Cal has surely had a beating the last few days and will continue to do so for a bit. Okay, that's pretty much the end of it. Lastly, though, in addition to the depression that we've been talking about up in the tropics, one where we're guessing who's right, GFS or EC, there is a new low looking to form near 27 south and 167 east. This low appears to move east, so that by Saturday, the 27th, virtually a week from now, it may be centered near 28 and 178 east, 28 and 178 east. That's about halfway between New Zealand and Tonga. So be aware of that depression starting to form early next week, over and above all the other ones. So that's pretty much it from me. Anybody with any questions or comments, come now.
Wind, I'm not quite sure who it was. Winded Star, was it? Winded Star, go ahead. No, it wasn't. Wind Shadow, maybe. Whoever called in the male voice, please come again. Oh, it's Local Talent. God knows how I got wind out of that. Good morning, Dean. Local Talent, go ahead. You're just looking, you're not all that clear today, a little bit fast, but you're looking at a bit of an update there. I'll just, you're at 32170, and yeah, your strategy, you're going northeast, 037 is pretty good, according to David, for what's coming. I'll just pass it to see if he's got any update on what's happening. While I'm doing that, another adventure. Frank, your report hasn't come in yet. I'm not sure where you are. I don't think you would be at your destination, but if you could just let us know all is okay, that would be good. We'll just pass the microphone to David for the eastbound boats.
All right. Be aware that the low that we're talking about that's forming up in the Fiji area, I'm looking at Wednesday at about lunchtime. You may want to write the coordinate down. Now, this coordinate could change, but we're looking at the location, the center of the low being at 25 south and 165 west. 165 west. South of 25, the winds are going to be easterly in the 30 knot range. A lot of rain, probably thunderstorms in this, nasty conditions. On the northern side of this, which I doubt seriously you'll be, but the winds will vary from the northwest to the north. So your strategy on getting to Riva Bay, of course, is going to rely heavily on letting this thing bypass you. So I think you're just going to have to do some arithmetic and try not to be sailing on a course that is going to intersect this depression. It's not a very nice one. Now, we'll know more about it early next week. As an example, by Thursday at lunch, it will have moved even more, probably near 28 south and near 158 west, 158 west. So if you have that little strategy of more or less going northeast, as I think you're doing, and keeping the speed down to let this go in front of you, tonnage rules, in this case, lots of wind rules, you should be okay. Over.
Roger, roger. Thank you very much, David.
All right. right, there's a couple of questions on streaming for David. The first one is, Astarte see the low forming south of New Cal, but it doesn't look to be too deep. It's not, says David, it's not. So,
it's not deep, but what it's doing is, as it's moving east, it's aiding and abetting what's going to be happening in the Fiji area. So it's bringing in a lot of very moist air. So with those warm seas and very, very moist air throughout the atmosphere, throughout the levels of the atmosphere, that when the low, the real low that we're worried about starts to form, this is just simply going to make matters worse. So that's the reason I talk about it, in addition to affecting the weather in New Cal and southern parts of Vanuatu. So it's just going to be one more factor in the next depression formation. Over.
It's over to me, actually. The other question is the outlook. And you did say yesterday you were going to look at the crystal ball and see what it is looking like further out. There are, in fact, 10 boats leaving today from Aupua, which will make life interesting for us all that are not going anywhere next week or this weekend. So we'll be interested to see some of those reports come back. I'm not sure where they're leaving to, but 10 boats are leaving today. Thank you for that information. All right, the crystal ball has been dusted off. Here's David.
I dropped the crystal ball. Darn. Well, I'll tell you what. Monday, we'll find it and talk about it some more. Well, you already know what it looks like for next Saturday. Obviously, nobody wants to sail into that little depression if it forms. So that's probably not a good idea, unless you're totally getting desperate and you don't care. I suppose a century ago, nobody did care because they didn't know. But anyway, I will do that on Monday, I promise.
Look, I'll write it down and feed it to him on Sunday night and Monday morning. But yes, it's not imminent, so we're not what we would do imminent. Clearly, other people see it differently. As some left yesterday and some are leaving today. So, wow, it'll be interesting. Okay, any other comments or questions? Over. Nothing heard. Navia, I'm not sure if you're still there, Janet, but if you are, if you could put out another final call, please. Over.
This is Navia from
I've got you, Tony Tuaki. Go ahead, Tony. Thanks, Janet. Roger that. So you are currently at about 2.4 and 1.61, heading northeast, 0.32. So let's have a look Monday time frame on that trip from Oz to Newcastle.
I said I said this.
Not Monday, you were talking Tuesday.
All right, well, Monday there's still quite a bit of wind to the south of Newcastle. It depends what latitude you wind up being. But a couple of degrees south of New Caledonia, the winds are going to be easterly quadrant. In the 30 to 35 knot bracket, quite strong winds. Now, up close to New Cal,
he won't be there.
It's not too bad. It seems to ease a bit right along Grand Terre. You won't be there by then, I don't think. So, looks like you're going to have some fairly stiff winds out of the east. But again, it will depend on your exact location at that point in time. Over.
Thanks, David. Yeah, just wanted to know whether to
take a bath or continue going to the Dirt Trail.
Yeah.
I wouldn't head south. I think, if anything, I would head more to the northeast, if that's possible. Heading south is just putting you into the area of very high winds, whereas going to the northeast, the winds actually on Monday are going to be almost northerly quadrant. You look at New Caledonia, whatever the latitude is top of NewCal, which is about 20 south. The winds at 20 south are on Monday look like northerly, fairly light, about 10 knots, maybe up to 20 knots in a few spots. So we don't give advice, but I think if it were us, we would probably try to get a more northeasterly bearing and head.
Which he is.
Which he is?
Yeah.
I guess you are. So that looks like a pretty good strategy to get out of those high wind areas. Over.
No, thanks, guys.
All righty. Boy, your radio is pretty good, Tony, so that's good. At least that's working. All righty. Anybody else with anything? As you know, we're not on tomorrow, but we will be back with you on Monday morning. So have a very good weekend, everybody.